So for my reflective journal this week, I'm going to be discussing the value of trust, like patient-practitioner relationship, and why I think trust is such an important tool for successful outcomes. As the journal states, it's a very important component of the patient-practitioner relationship, having that trust between one another. And I personally believe, like, the way you gain your patient's trust is just, like, being upfront and truthful with them, and then just, like, taking your time with your patient, like, and just letting them know that you understand, like, where they are and, like, their injury process or rehab process, and just making them more comfortable being around you. A lot of people I found out throughout the years, and I've even noticed this in myself, like, when, like, you're in that medical or doctor's office setting, you start to become really tense and nervous, and just, like, sometimes people automatically assume, like, once they get injured that, like, their career is over, there's no coming back, they're not going to be as good as they were before the injury, and that's not the case majority of the time. I mean, unless it's like a catastrophic or highly severe injury, they're usually going to come back, and sometimes you'll come back better than ever because just having that break from their sport revitalizes their body and their mindset. So, like I said, like, just being as comforting as possible is a big thing. I feel like in order to gain that person's trust, and just talking with them and using words or statements that they can relate to or understand more. Like, I know it's kind of hard, especially being an athletic training student. Like, we're so used to saying things and, like, medical terminology around each other because us in the program, like, we get that stuff and our teachers get that stuff. But then, like, you got an athlete who's probably, like, a English major or something, or, like, a math major. They don't get, like, half of, like, the terms that we use and stuff like that. So just putting things in layman's terms and, like I said, just being as understanding as possible and comforting as possible. And why do I think trust is important for successful outcomes? I feel like for that question, once you get somebody to trust you, like, they ease up more, you're like, they give you more free range of, like, what you want to do in that injury process or rehab process with them. I mean, like, certain exercises stuff cause, I'm not gonna say, like, quote unquote, it might hurt, but, like, if a person trusts you, they're willing to let you do that. Like, if it's like a manual therapy technique that you want to try on them, if they trust you, they'll let you do that. If you want to introduce new exercises and stuff, and you tell them it's probably going to be a little difficult, it's probably going to feel a little bit uncomfortable, they'll let you do that. Somebody that doesn't trust you won't. So I feel like just having that relationship with somebody allows you to open up your repertoire of options, and probably is going to speed up that recovery process too, because you introduce new things that more than likely is going to help them get back, you know, gain, like, range of motion, strength, proprioception, all that stuff. So, allowing somebody to, you trusting that person to do what they're going to do, and them trusting in you that you're going to do what you got to do to help them get back to where they were before injury, is very, very important. I've seen that in our clinic here sometimes as well. Like, since we're such a small college, you know, our athletic trainers, certified athletic trainers, like, they get to know the athletes pretty well. So, you know, like, you seeing them almost every day, you knowing them on a somewhat personal level, communicating every day. And then, like, that just builds that trust between them and the athlete. So, like, you come in there, if it's like a rehab that they got to, if it's like a chronic injury that has to constantly be rehabbed, they're coming in there and they're getting ready to get the rehab out the way and go on throughout their day because they trust that whatever you're doing is, like, they're there for a reason, and that's for them to get better, and they trust them within you to help them do that. So that's my thoughts on trust between patients and their practitioners.